Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're clicking.
We're clicking. And actually, we really haven't, Christina hasn't shared too much with us.
No.
It's okay. I was really, important stuff we were talking about, so I will gladly share my
this
time
really,
with that.
This is a two-hour conversation. That's really all it is anymore, which is tremendous.
Which I think, you know, and I think that's the benefit, though, because people who are listening can understand better. You know, it's not just someone drilling information at you. It's people talking about it.
But how many people you think we're up to now? About 45, 50?
You never know. Listen, actually, I'll tell you.
Barry was asking me
the amount of people that are reach out to me now. It's like crazy. You know, I want to be a guest. Oh, I heard about this. Oh, yeah. It's like, I mean, I'm like where do these people
I think it's pretty significant.
From?
I really do.
Yeah. I think the online piece and the fact that we're able to listen to it, you know, and they're all archived on there, you know, so at any point, there's the app now. I mean, you could listen to it all different ways, which I think is
great. Not a million yet. Not at a million.
No, we didn't get there yet.
We'll have a big party for that.
But the same thing, like somebody all say, oh, I heard you on, or this thing. It's like, you did, you listened. And it's like,
no, it's really amazing. But speaking also of amazing,
I don't want to zip it.
I want to. I was going over some statistics during, you know, while you guys were on, and just the social workers and nurses really are the heart and soul of the Project Independence program. And I just really want to stress that to people because they are the ones that are really the boots on the ground, getting in there. And, you know, they're the main point, and then they lead you to other places. And just, you know, some of their statistics are just astonishing. It's so far their units of service for human service at the end of October has been 22,908. So that includes things like, you know, counseling, you know, medication management, fall prevention, you know, so between the nurses and the social workers, that's there, which is an amazing number. And they have served so far 1,433 unduplicated individuals. So when you just think about that and all the services that go into, you know, all those different.
Think about what an impact that might have had on a lot of their lives.
Yeah. No, and it's so much bigger, you know, because we always say, obviously, Project Independence is an aging in place program, but it's really a program for the entire community. You know, everyone's aging in North Hempstead or hopes to be aging, you know, in North Hempstead. And the impact of this program on, you know, just the entire family is significant. You know, the caregiver who lives out of state or, you know, that has, you know, they can't provide 24/7, you know, kind of care or different things. It's really a program that benefits the entire community as a whole, which I think is special. And currently we're up to, as of the end of October, was 13,700 Project Independence official members.
What is it?
13,700.
Wow, okay.
Which
so
is,
we could
is
hit 14 before the end of the year.
Yeah, you never
possibly
know. And so what all feeds into this is hot off the presses is that North Hempstead was named one of the best places to retire by Money Magazine, which is really significant. And they had only 8 locations in the entire country were selected. Which was, I mean, that's when you really think
that's
about
huge.
That, that's certainly an amazing thing. And they were particularly showcased as offering the best cultural offerings, which we certainly know. We're always promoting on this show as well. And what was nice is that North Hempstead also got a little shout out for the discounted transportation services they're provided for seniors. I mean, I wish I could call up Money Magazine and be like, there's so much more. I mean, they really should have called me to get information first. But it's really amazing.
There is a lot more. The article is great that it recognizes it, but the healthcare facilities that we have around in North Hempstead are unbelievable. The things to do are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Things like Project Independence are really unbelievable compared to a lot of other places.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I have to drive an hour or 2 hours to get to a doctor in some places. You don't have that here.
No, absolutely. It's definitely significant. And it's just a kudos to everyone that works in, you know, obviously town supervisor, you know, the council people, everyone really, it just contributes to making this program so successful, which is great. And on a fun note, speaking of cultural attractions, the Gold Coast Film Festival is still going on, and I really encourage people to certainly check that out. It kicked off on November 2nd. And there's an amazing guide. You can call 311 or 869-6311 to get that information, because there's really something for everyone. You know, we had had them on like a couple of weeks ago, and they really, there's literally all kinds of things. I love the making memories with movies and music, I think is a great thing, which is geared towards people with memory loss and their caregivers, and which has really shown to be really beneficial as a program.
I didn't realize that they were involved with it.
So this is not the same thing where we were talking, you know, that we've had music and memories is what that's called.
Oh, this is different.
Right, this is called, you know, it's a similar concept, but it's just something that they're doing through that. Which, I mean, music and memory really were the first people to show the impact of playing music to people who were suffering in these nursing homes with Alzheimer's and how significant it was. So there's that. I mean, there's all kinds of different.
Actually, I'll give a plug to the Unitarian Congregation at Shelter Rock. They're sponsoring Monday's event, which is for children.
Oh, great!
At the Art Center, and it's going to be, I forget what it is. You pay for the adult, the child's free. You pay for the child, the adult is free or something.
Yeah, family film day.
Yeah, and there's crafts, there's food, there's everything. It's going to be a nice day. I mean, if you look
where, where is it?
At the Art Center in Great Neck.
Okay.
So the point is,
which is where? Where is that?
Middle Neck Road.
Okay.
The intersection of Middle Neck and Great Neck Road.
Okay.
But, no, it's really nice though, because there's going to be that day. There'll be different family-friendly films, which should be really, really nice. It's a hands-on. There's lunch, a free lunch and snacks. I'm reading in the brochure now.
But who pays? The kids pay or the adult pays? One of them pays. I forget.
It says, what? All ages are welcome. Every child must be accompanied by adult. Oh, to get $15 per child, free for adults.
That's what it is.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you're not going to, Put your
that
kid
makes
in
sense,
down
right?
the block to the bar.
Later, it's been real. But really, there's so many amazing programs, and they work really hard on this every year. So definitely call 311 or 869-6311 to get information on that as well. I just want to remind people, too, that the VA Medical Center's mobile unit is available 3 days a week at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's really amazing. I mean, it's such a beautiful van, and the staff there are fabulous. So Monday is physical therapy day. Wednesday is podiatry day, and Thursday is primary care day. You need an appointment for this, we need to stress, and the VA needs to be your primary care.
Which we talked about earlier.
That Gail can link
and
you
as
up
a
to
result
that.
Of that, I am going to get a primary care doctor.
At the VA.
At the VA, because I can still keep my regular doctors that I have.
Right, that's true, too.
Yeah, and because there are benefits connected to it that I could take advantage of, and God forbid someday maybe you run into economic problems and you will be covered.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's certainly something definitely important. And then the fact that this van is there and it's so convenient, I mean, it's really just amazing.
Have they reached out? Like, I think it's critical that it be used because if it isn't used, as Judy pointed out, you don't, you lose it.
Right. If you don't use it, you lose it.
If you don't use it, you lose it. And, you know, there's a lot of veterans in North Hempstead, but hopefully they take advantage of it.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, like I said, I see a lot of people going in and out, and the appointment piece.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, listen, we're always trying to spread the word, and I think it's important, too, on the VA side to really link up with them and have them do it.
Because I was at an event the other day, and they're pushing it.
Yeah.
Because they know it. You're going to lose it. So it's like, I would say, Otto, please go. Do what you're saying. Get a doctor and go, because you're helping everybody.
No, and the convenience piece of it is really amazing. So listen, you could always call 311 to get information, or call 631-261-4400 extension 7978, which is the correct extension. And I want everyone to know that. So definitely, you know, spread the word.
I had a question on this one.
Oh, yes. I like that. Yes, what's your question?
No, this is not the mobile unit. The veterans where you're collecting.
The donations.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I have about 100 hats home,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're new for the most part.
Fedoras or baseball caps?
No,
or
baseball
skull caps
of different kinds, all kinds, you know. But I wonder if that's something that they would be interested in, you know.
Of course, I would say
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's hard. So they ask for new clothing.
Yeah.
So
well, these are new.
Right. So as long as they're new,
I say Belmont Park.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it would hurt. And listen, if it doesn't, you know, they go through it, the people that are collecting
just
it. So
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they'll pass it on to
right.
a Salvation Army or someplace. I mean,
no, but it's really
used.
Great. So these, I want to remind people, we're talking about the Veterans Donation Drive. This is through December 7th. So they're looking for new clothing, size large and up, new trial size toiletries, unscented body lotion, brushes, combs, deodorant, shaving cream, nail clippers, razors, toothpaste, shampoo, lap blankets, laundry detergent, postage stamps, which I think is really nice to really throw in there. Phone cards and Stop and Shop gift cards. So you can get more information if you call 311. I know there's a box at our building at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, and there are different locations too.
What about things like shirts, pants, whatever, that are not new, but they're in good shape?
Yeah, so they're looking for this particular program.
It's
they're looking for new.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would go to the Interfaith Nutrition Network.
Yes, absolutely.
To which?
Interfaith Nutrition Network.
Okay.
They would want that stuff.
You know what it is
yeah.
too, and
yeah.
I really recommend what I always do. I always call it Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
Because they take all kinds of things, and
right.
they come right to your house, which I think is really good, especially for seniors. Because I'm very proud of myself. I purged a bunch of clothing items when I was off the other day.
I haven't seen Christina. I don't know how many years I'm doing this. I've never seen the same outfit twice. And
so,
I pay attention.
My husband was very impressed. He said, somehow it doesn't look like I made a difference, but I got rid of a lot of things.
She finds new color nail polish. I've never seen that either.
I
but
purged,
anyway,
too.
We're done. We're purging.
That's a wrap.
Thank you so much for a wonderful today. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everyone.